As long as I remember that that money is there, it's mine. The moment I let it out of my das, the moment I forget or lose consciousness of the fact that I have money, it's possible for that money, according to New York state laws, if for 5 years there's no activity in an account, boom, the money goes to the state. Why? Shaloi midas. If you had a bank account and you did no transaction, whatever, in 5 years, that shows that you don't want it anymore. Either you don't want it, or you're dead, you died, chas v'shalom, or this or that. So again, it's on the state grab it. That type of concept. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying here that the concept of the item belonging to you is as long as it's in your conscious. A person has a Swiss bank account. There's no passbooks, there's no this, there's no... What is it? It's in his brain. If he forgets the number, zero. He had, and again, and you would say ridiculous. He lives in Africa and his money's in Switzerland. Where's the cash? How can you call that his money? It's not in his pocket. It's not on his person. It's not in his backyard. It's not in his house. It's in somebody else's building completely. How do you call that his? Where's the kesher? The kesher is bedas. It's the nishma connection to that item. Shehadas yodea sheyesh lo chefetz zeh. As long as his mind is conscious of that he has, he owns that item, that's the kesher. V'al kein nekroim kol hadvorim chafetzim. Now Hebrew is called Lashon Kodesh. Every word in the Hebrew language is Kodesh Kodshim. There's no stupidity. Words weren't invented by flipping a coin. Why do we call belongings, possessions, chafetzim? Mi Lashon Chafetz. Ki Chafetz Lashon Rotzoin. The word ani chafetz means I want. Ki ikara hu harotzoin v'hadas. Because the main connection is the das, the rotzon. I want it or I don't want it. I'm conscious of it or I'm not conscious. Sheshom ikar rishus v'amamsholo sheyesh lohodom akoyna chafetzin. That's the main ownership that a person who acquires something has over the item is in the das. Again, a person buys a car. A person goes into a car place, puts down $5,000, buys the car. They don't deliver it until 2 weeks later. Where's the kesher? The kesher is bedas. I know that 2 weeks ago on this and this date I went in there and I paid this much money. It's mine. It became mine. And the kesher to it, as long as I know. If I forget, if I have amnesia, the car is there and I'm there and there's no connection at all. I can't get it. We spoke about that before and we'll speak about it more. What part Kenyan? Kenyan is totally bedas. That's why a koton can't make a Kenyan. You know, kind of stupidity is this? Because I'm 11 years old, I can own, and 12, yeah. It's all dependent on das. The das is koine. Ki horotzoin v'hadas yoidea sheyesh lo elu chafetzim. Because his brain and his desire knows that he has these items. V'zeh horotzoin v'hadas shelachetz zeh nimshach mebechinas nishma shehu asoges hadas neged guf hagashmis hachetz shebechinas asi hagashmis bechinas naseh. The rotzoin and das of a particular item draws from the nishma relative to the physicalness of that item, which draws from the nase, which its kesher is to the nase, the Torah. The alkein afilu imnevad hachefetz mirishusoi. Therefore, even if an item is lost from my possession, the ball rolls off the porch and goes into the street. In Rishus Arabim, right? It was on my porch and everything, and now it rolled out of my shoes. Kol zman she'enoi miyayesh, daitoi uritzoyne mimenu, as long as the person doesn't take their mind off it. I remember there was a ball on this porch. Where did it go? And they go looking for it. Tzrichim lahachzer loy hoaveda, mi shemoitza. Then whoever finds that item is under obligation to return it to its original owner. Ki ikar koyach kol ha'alochos shel kol ha'avedos begashmius v'ruchnius hu al yidei sheyisroel lo yovdu rak bechinas keser ha'nase avol keser ha'nishma nishar lohem kanal. Rav Nosson Zal now explains the secret behind the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. What makes it possible that something can roll out of my porch and roll into Rishus HaRavim and I still have ownership of it? You know what makes it possible? The fact that when the ultimate Aveda took place, the Aveda of all Avedas, when the Yidden were Nichshal and the Egel HaZohov, and they lost the crown is the most precious thing in the world, they only lost half of it. There were two crowns representing two strings that attach them to the Torah and two strings that attach a person to everything on earth. A Jew's kesher to this glass, there's two strings attaching him to it. There's the Nasek connection, which is bigger, as long as he's holding it in his hand, or it's in his closet, or it's in his house. And there's the Nishma kesher, which is not a physical kesher whatsoever. It's a mental kesher. It's a kesher that's totally in das, this upper level das. And because of the fact that when the Yidden messed up, they did a sin, and Hashem wanted to patch them, He only patched them by cutting one string. That's what made it possible, that despite the fact that a person loses a physical kesher to something, he's still plugged in. Just as despite the fact that we lost our kesher to the Torah, Hashem erased our connection to the Torah, He only erased half of it. That there's a certain kesher that we taka no longer have. The Nase, we're so weak in it that it's as if we don't have it. But the Nishma connection to the Torah, to listen to Tzadikim, Emunas Chachomim, which is called Shmir, that still exists, even in Golos, even after the Egel Azov, there can be 10 Egel Azovs. That kesher can't be destroyed. So Rav Nosson says that's the basis, that's the concept behind the whole Inyan of Ashuras Aveda. V'al kein, therefore, kol zman she'enoi miyayish daita miho Aveda, as long as the person doesn't give up hope on the lost article, he doesn't detach his brain from the lost article, adayin hi bershusoi, it's still considered to be within his possession, v'yesh tikvo she'tachzer loi, and there still is hope that it's going to come back to him. Ki afal pi she'ovad guf hu aveda, because despite the fact that he lost the physical item, he lost the connection to the item on a physical level, lo yovad rak b'chinas hanase, all that was lost was the asiyah, the gashmius. Aval adayin kshura bedaito yiritzoinoi, it's still in his mind, he hasn't forgotten about it. Ve'enoi miyayish mimenu, and he's not giving up hope on it. Keser hanishma, that comes from this crown, the nishma crown. She'adayin loyovdu, which the Yidden have not yet lost. Shaydeze yesh tikvo lahachzir gam gechinas keser anase. The fact, as long as the Yidden still have their kesher to the nishma, there's still hope that the nase crown will also come back. Ukemevoyer la'el, as was explained earlier, many pages ago. She'ikar hatikun, that this is the main tikkun for a Jew. When a Jew is experiencing a yerida, what happens when a person has a yerida? They can't do. They can't do mitzvahs. They can't learn. They can't do. All of that can't. Why? Because the kesher, the nasa kesher, got messed up as a result of a yerida and a fila. What can they do? They can want. They can yearn. The rotzoin, the shteikikus kisufin, can just about never be taken away from a yid. That's always there. And as long as he keeps doing that, there's still hope that he can get back all of his nases. All the years and years that he missed out on doing mitzvahs and everything, there's the tefillah of Rav Nosson Zal at the end of the Tikkun HaKloli, where he says over there, I beg of you, Hashem, that you should restore to me every single minute of my life that was spent b'choshech, in darkness. I didn't do any mitzvahs, I didn't daven and learn. All of that can be gotten back. Not one drop has to go lost, as long as the person doesn't let go of the rotzayin ishtaykikus kisufin. This keser of nishma, as long as he holds on to that, there's hope that that keser of nasa can be gotten back fully. Avol, kishamiyay ishtaytoy legamri meo aveda, but when the person gives up hope on the item that he lost, sheze nimshach mibichinas pegam keser hanishma, that means that he's cutting his connection to the keser of nishma. He's throwing that away also. He's forfeiting that also. He's giving up on desire, on wanting the item. She'enoi mishtadel bahadas biritzoinos v'kisufim chazokim loshavidosoi. He's not even trying in his brain or in his heart to retrieve back his avedos. How? By yearning for them, by hoping. Azai ho avedo ne'evedes legamri ve'ein machzirin loyoid. Then the item really becomes lost and it's never returned to that person.
כי עיקר השובה סועבדו הוא על ידי בחינס הנס, הנשמה שנשאר לישראל כנעל.
Because Rav Nosson Zal says the whole basis in Yiddishkeit for the mitzvah of Hashova Saveda is based on the concept that Am Yisrael at the Egel Azov did not forfeit the Nishma crown. They only lost the Nase, the Nishma they didn't lose.
Avol, bevadai kol echot tzorech lishtadel mo'oid, mo'oid, lahachzik atzmoi b'chol koichoi bebechinas keser ha-nishma shenishar loy.
Most definitely every single year has to try very, very hard with all of his might to hold on to this keser anishma, not to let that go lost.
Dahainu sheyachzik atzmoi mo'oid, mo'oid, b'harotzoim v'kisufim toivim kanal.
A Jew has to be 24 hours a day turning this on, activating ritzoinois, thinking, I want to be religious, I want to do tshuva, I want to learn, I want to daven, I want to be good, I want to get, I want to make up for the lost time.
Ukamay shekosuf b'medrash hamuva la'el, as is brought in the medrash that we quoted earlier, al posuk v'ato Yisrael shma el achukim. Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, after the Egel Azov, after the Yidden did all those super averos, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, v'ato, and now what's left for you to do? V'ato shma. V'ato shma l'achukim. Meaning, shehizi roisam ma'oid. Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them very, very strictly. She'ato, now that you've blown to bits the naseh, you've destroyed the naseh, yishmeru heitev es b'chinas ha'nishma. Make sure you take very seriously this nishma keser. Me'achar she'ibadetem es ha'naseh. Because you lost the naseh, you will know how serious this nishma business is now. How much of an obligation you have to constantly be proving to Hashem, ani lo etayashti, to be screaming, I still want to do mitzvah. No matter how many averus I'm going to do, no matter how many times the sultan's going to make me fall, ani lo mityayish, ani lo mityayish. That concept. I haven't given up hope on what? On me. I haven't given up on myself. I can still come back. I still want. I still want the Yiddishkeit. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ume elecho tovin," and based on this, you could understand by yourself, "Shekol ze hu begashmius veruchnius." Everything we spoke about here applies 100% within gashmius, and it applies also 100% within ruchnius. "Shebechol inyan avodas odom bozeh ha'olam." Concerning everything that a person does in this world, whether it be in the Gashmias or Ruchnias, ubechol pegomov chas v'shalom, and regarding all of a person's sins, v'chesroinoisov shechoser loy b'avodas Hashem, and regarding all the lackings that a person feels in serving Hashem, all the lack of shleimus and everything, shekulam heim b'chinas avedos kanal. You can put all of them in one category called avedos, lost articles. I lost money, I lost this, I lost the opportunity to do mitzvahs, all kinds of losses that a person has incurred from the time they were born and from before they were born. Shekol aveidoisov tzorech levakesh etzel hatzadikei emes kanal. Where is a person supposed to be searching for these aveidos? By the tzadikim amitiyim. That's the place to go. That's why it's so critical. That's why it's worth walking 10 miles. That's why it's worth reading hundreds of pages of Sforim. Because you're looking for your Avedas. That's what you're looking for. Avul ho'ikr. And again, I repeat that this has to be emphasized so much. I heard this from Rabbi Yechaim Rosenzahorn of Racha. That when Rabbi Nizal and Rabbi Nosenzal use the word ikr, what's implied is, there are many different ways to go about doing what you want to accomplish here. But there's one that's the best by far. There's one that's the best and most effective and most important. Here he's saying there's a lot of ways to do tshuva. There's a lot of ways. Aval ha'ikar toloi b'harotzayin v'kisufim toivim. The most important thing here is the rotzayin of the person, the intensity of desire, that the person, how much they want this, and the yearnings that the person has. Shehem b'chinas nash, nishma. That's this concept of nishma. Shekol zman, she'enoi miyayish atzmoi, meharotzoin, v'hatshuka. As long as a person hasn't stopped hasn't given up on wanting and yearning, umitzoko umitfila, and screaming and davening, the tachnunim l'Hashem Yisborach, adayin yesh loy tikva la'olam lahachzer loy kol aveidosov. That person could still get back everything. What do you mean? I first became Baal Tshuva when I was 30, 40. You can't tell me that it's possible for me to get back those 29 years. Sheker, you're full of baloney. You can get back to 29. You can get back to all the years from previous Gilgulim even. Forget this Gilgul. The potential exists within every year to fix all the days of this Gilgul, and then to start jumping back to previous Gilgulim and make a tikkun all the way back to Odom Arishon, and more even. There's nothing, that's what he's saying, it is no such thing as avedos that were lost and gamarnu, as long as there's rotzayin, hishtoikikus, kisufin, and tefillah. Kyal yedei sheyishmor al kol ponim, es hanekuda, mibchinas keser hanishma, shenishaloi, as long as the person will guard, will stand guard over the drop of nishma that's left in him, the rotzayin toiv that he still has. Shubchinas harotzayin? He'll be able to restore all the asiya, all the mitzvahs that he could have done those 29 years. He can get it all back. It's not gone forever. There's no such thing as gone forever. And just as this applies baruchnis, kainhu begashmis le'inyan mitzvahs hashavas aveda mamish. This applies 100% to the halachas and shulchan aruch about hashavas aveda. Person would say that you lost some. Isn't there a concept, lahavdo, by the goyim? There's, what's the word for it, that after 5 years go by or 10 years go by, you can't claim it? Statute of limitations. That's for them. It's not for Am Yisrael. The statute of limitations in the Torah is infinity. That if a person, there's no such thing that you lost 10 years went by and you didn't claim in Gamarnu. The person is able to show that they were never mityayesh. I always thought maybe I'm gonna find this. So maybe I'm gonna meet up with somebody who will have been the one to find my gold watch that I got from my grandmother's sister-in-law's mother, you know. As long as he can prove that he wasn't mityayesh.
Baal Tshuva, who became a Baal Tshuva at age
50,
right, was Miyayish for the 49 years before then.
If he was Miyayish, then it's gone. Or if he now is Miyayish, then it's gone.
And if he was Miyayish before he was a Baal Tshuva.
He didn't know. He was a Kotten then. A Kotten has no Das and a Kotten has no Yush. Gershon is Gar, Ki Kotten Shinoila. Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos that a Baal Tshuva is Bechinas Ger. His past doesn't exist. There's no such thing as he lost baloney. Never happened.
Can you say, because the Rebbe also mentioned that Shuva on Shuva.
Yes.
So at age 50 we became a Baal Tshuva, but a lousy one.
Right.
At age 60 we became a better one.
Right.
So we're not responsible for between age 50 and 60 in that sense.
100%. 100% true, that he can constantly, there's no such thing as him not being able to go back and fix and fix and fix and correct and restore the Avedus. Right. It's very simple. It's a radio. You have a radio. A tape recorder has a battery in it. What happens if the battery goes dead? The radio is lost? No. You go get a new battery. The tzaddikim are able to put a person who's miyayish. He lost his mind. Right? What is yush? He lost his mind. Yes or no? He lost consciousness. A tzaddik has the privilege of putting a new battery in and making a tchiya sameisin and a whole new, and the radio starts playing again 100% as if nothing went wrong.
You said before somebody was serious,
right?
But is that really true? As first of all, the mice, every one of us is 1 second we're serious, the next second we get some new hope. It's always back and forth.
The answer is it's totally on the das of the person. You understand? It depends on the das of the person. If a person makes a yush with a, you know, in his right mind, here again, you have the case of a person who's drunk. A person gets drunk and says, I give away all my possessions and everything. Is his the laws in Shulchan Aruch about this? Does it work or doesn't work? Because he didn't have no brain then. His brain was off, so what he said didn't count. Before a person met the tzaddik, did he have a brain? Did he know what yush was? Did he know from anything? You're going to say what he did then counted? Ridiculous.
And I wish you would have known that. The Rebbe says, you know, it's a story of the
Right.
I mean, I had no idea this was going to be
So if a person had no idea, they can't be blamed. Can't be blamed.
Let's just finish the paragraph.
Because the Ruchnius and the Gashmius are actually one and the same. Because the source of and the origin of all lost articles and the return of them, Nimshach Mizeh, all plugs into the concept of the Torah and the Naseh V'Nishma and the loss of those crowns. This is why the Torah writes in Yechezkel Hanavi, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, V'nosati lochem roye echot, I'm going to give the entire Klal Yisrael one shepherd, Es Avdi David, referring to Moshiach, and he's going Es Ha'oivdois Avakesh, and I will go searching for all the lost articles. Because David HaMelech is going to be the ultimate tzaddik who's going to be able to return to everybody all of their avedos, as long as they weren't misyayish. That's why Rabbeinu Zal said, Gival tzaytach mit miyayish. Because if you're not miyayish, then the tzaddik is in a position to give you, you don't even begin to imagine in your wildest dreams what he can give you back. You think he can help you from the day that you met him. That makes some sense. If you tell me that I'm going to meet a tzaddik, and from the day that I meet him, he can salvage the rest of my life, that I understand. But you mean to tell me that a tzaddik has the ability to fix yesterday? Yesterday is gone. Sheker. Yesterday isn't gone, and 20 years ago isn't gone, and the previous Gilgal isn't gone. The tzaddik, the right tzaddik, the tzaddik emes, has a das that goes all the way from beginning to end, and he can restore all the avedas, you know, that ever happened. And there's hundreds of psukim in the Chumash to prove this. This topic's going to come up many times in the Kutei Halachos. The story in Sipurei Maisis, Rabbi Mezal told about Maisa Me'avedas Bas Melech, where big tzaddikim told him, lost, there ain't no such thing, it doesn't exist. And they were all full of baloney. And when he met the ultimate tzaddik knew, oh, there is such a thing. Oops, I just happened to see it, and I just found it, and here you go, and I'll give you everything you need to go find it. Halacha Hey, paragraph Ayin Zayin. The last topic we were talking about was the topic of Hashova Saveda, returning lost articles, and how that was connected to the Nase V'Nishma, Mishpat and Staka, that whole concept. Now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing within this topic of Hashova Saveda. If you look in the Chumash, when the Chumash mentions about returning lost articles, it gives a specific example of an ox and a donkey. If your neighbor will lose his ox or donkey, you have to return it to him. And it's mentioned more than one place in the Chumash, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote now. V'zeh b'chinas al shoyer al chamoyer. It says it in Parshas Mishpatim, number one. V'chein b'parshas kiseitze. And again in Parshas Kiseitze, where it discusses this halach of returning lost articles, it says over there also, you should not observe your friend's ox or donkey wandering around and say, I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to make believe I didn't see it. But rather, you have to see it and take it and return it to him. It says over there, you should do the same for his donkey. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, why does the Torah bother giving those examples? Shoyer v'chamor b'chinas Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David, kemuvel el b'shem ha-medrash. We learned earlier that the ox and the donkey are representative of Moshiach ben Yosef, because Yosef HaTzadik's father, Yaakov Avinu, when he gave him the bracha, he compared each one of his children to a certain animal. About Yosef, he said, b'choyer shoyroi hoderloi. He was compared to the ox. So Moshiach ben Yosef is represented by the ox. The chamor, the donkey, represents Moshiach ben David, because the Navi says that when Moshiach ben David is going to show up, he's going to have the appearance of an oni roichev ala chamor, a poor man riding on a donkey. That's what it says in the Torah clearly. So this concept of shor v'chamor is symbolic of these two. Sheheim machniim u'mevatlin klipois Esav v'Yishmoel.
The job of these two Moshiachs is to deal with the two major leaders of Tumah, which are Esav and Yishmael. Shehem b'chinas shur v'chamor deklipa. They symbolize the ox and donkey of Tumah, of Klipa. Shemishom kol ha-hezekois. That's where all damages come from. Throughout Masechta Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, where they speak about somebody damaging somebody else, there's this discussion about an ox goring someone. The ox is the symbol of the power to hurt somebody, that kind of thing. The animal that goes and you know, does damage. Shemishom kol hazekis vohavedois. That's where all damages and lost articles come from. They come from this clip of Esav and Yishmael. Shehakol mistaken al yedei tzadikei emes shein b'chinas train mashichnanam. And all of this is fixed through the tzadikim amitim who symbolize the two Moshiachs. There's a discussion in the Zohar HaKadosh where the Zohar HaKadosh discusses the letter Aleph, the structure of the letter Aleph. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Aleph is made up of three parts. Mm-hmm. There's like a Yud on top, and like an upside down Yud on bottom, and there's something like the shape of a Vav in the middle. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that represents the salvation of Klal Yisrael. Because when Moshiach is when we talk about Moshiach coming, there's going to be a trio that are going to come together. Moshe Rabbeinu, side by side with the two Moshiachs at his side, like Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David. Moshe Rabbeinu is represented by the Vav in the middle. Moshiach ben David and Moshiach ben Yosef are symbolized by those two Yuds. Why, what? When we learn the Zohar HaKadosh, we'll know more about it. But this is the symbolism. So the point I want to emphasize is that the Zohar HaKadosh stresses that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the symbol of the Tzadik Amiti, is kolul from both Moshiachs. Both of them are plugged into him. And he, in a sense, has in him the koichos of both Moshiachs. Kikvar mavor le'el, because it was already discussed earlier, she'esov v'yishmoel heim b'chinas ha'klipois she'em keneged b'chinas mishpot utzdokov. We had a major discussion earlier showing how these two, Esav and Yishmael, were directly opposite the concept of Mishpat and Tzedakah of Kedusha. This was discussed in paragraphs Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches that we had earlier. She'ikar ha-tikun kishenichlolem yachad b'shleimus. The main tikkun of the world is only when Mishpat and Tzedakah work together properly. They blend together the right way. Shezeh zocho rak Yaakov. We saw earlier that only Yaakov Avinu was zecha to that. Rav Nosson Zal had shown how by Avram Avinu is known for his chesed. But there was something wrong. Proof is that Yishmael came from him, a Russia came from him. Yitzchak Avinu was known for his mishpat, prepared to die for Hashem, to stick out his neck and be shechted for Hashem. That's din, mishpat, but something missing still. Proof is, Esav came from him. And Rav Nosson Zal showed that it was only Yaakov Avinu who represents both. The pasuk, there's a pasuk that says, Mishpat u'tzedakah b'Yaakov. It was only because Yaakov Avinu was the perfect mix of both Mishpat and Tzedakah. Therefore, which Russia came from him? Zero Russias came from him. He was called Mit. He had a perfect bed. All of his children were all superstars. Each one that came out was Tzadikim. Why? Because when Mishpat and Tzedakah are mixed together perfectly, that destroys Esav Yishmael. That eliminates the Esav Yishmael problems, and there's only good. We learned earlier also that Mishpat and Tzedakah are symbolized by Nase v'Nishma. Nase is Torah, which is Mishpat. Nishma is Tefillah, which is Tzedakah. In Tefillah, you're usually asking for Hashem's generosity. Ukeshiniv gomim chas v'sholam, and when Mishpat and Tzedakah become defective, al yidei she'ein nichlolin yachad koroi, because they're not blended together properly, mizeh yoinkim chas v'sholam b'chinas klipos Esav Yishmael. That gives Esav and Yishmael their energy, their place to draw from. Shemehem kol ha-hezekois v'ho-avedois. They are the source of all damages and all losses that take place in Klal Yisrael. all come from Esav Yishmael. Ki al yodom ovadnu ma sheovadnu. It's because of them that we've lost what we've lost. We lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost the Rachmon Litzlan, all the losses that the Yidden have suffered. V'hatikun al yedei b'chinas tzadikei emes, shem b'chinas klolius trein moshichim kanal. The tikun therefore comes through those tzadikim who represent the combination of both Moshiachs, the Yosef and David, which is the concept of Mishpat and Tzedakah also. V'zeh b'chinas ma shehat Torah choshvo le'inyan hashov asaveda, shor v'chamor, se v'salma v'chol aveda. This is why when in the Chumash it discusses the concept of returning lost articles, it lists these specific examples. An ox, a donkey, a sheep, or an article of clothing, or anything else that you might lose, that you might find, you must return it. Kamosha Kosev, as it says in the Pasuk, Loisire es shoyer ochicho oy seyoy nidochim, v'chein tase l'chamoyroi, v'chein tase l'simlosoi, v'chein tase l'chol aveda sechicha. This is what it says over there. It says it in Mishpotim, it says it in Kiseitze, v'chein b'parshas Mishpotim, shemaskir shom aveda, when it discusses lost articles, maskir shom kamken kol elu abachinos. It goes through this whole list again. Kamosha Kosev shom, al shoyer, al chamoyer, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda, make sure you return it. Ubevadai yesh boze rozin amukin ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says there definitely are very deep secrets in this. The Torah isn't baloney. The Torah, if it lists these, why it had saying the chol aveda and anything that you're going to lose. If you're going to say anything you're going to lose, why bother giving examples? Umashe efsher l'rameis bohen. Rav Nosson Zal says those hints that we can draw from this. We're obligated to delve into it and to try to understand and try to draw whatever hints we can to bring us closer to Hashem from this side.